Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you noticed that there's certain phrases that when you hear them, you're sort of expected to just nod along? Like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. It's not because you've actually thought deeply about them. It's not because you've examined or really come up with, made up your own mind about them, but because, well, good people agree with them. And a very recent one, it's in the ether kind of going around, is protect our democracy. It's one of those phrases. Just sounds good, rolls off the tongue, feels important, feels like something that a thoughtful, engaged citizen would say. And yet, every time I hear it, I find myself doing something strange. I kind of lean in, not to agree, but to ask, what exactly do you mean by that? What do you mean by protect our democracy? Because when somebody says, our democracy, they're either pointing to something very real or something which is more convenient, because there is certainly a real our democracy, not abstract, not just nice flowery language, not a slogan. It's a system, a framework, and a set of rules. Talks about having free and fair elections, a peaceful transfer of power, the rule of law, individual rights, checks and balances. It's a messy thing. It's imperfect, and it's oftentimes very frustrating if you happen to be on the wrong side, but it's real. And yeah, it's for sure worth protecting, maybe the most important thing to protect. But that's not always what people mean. Sometimes protect our democracy doesn't mean protecting the actual system. It means protecting my version of how things should work. Protecting what I think we should be doing, my preferences, my outcomes, my team winning. And that's where things get a little slippery. Because once a phrase like that becomes a moral badge, it stops being a descriptive thing and starts being a persuasive thing. It becomes a shortcut, a way of saying, if you disagree with me, you're not just wrong. You're a bad person. You are a threat. And that is really proving out to be a really dangerous game to play. Because now we're no longer debating ideas. Now we're assigning character. And here's the part that just irks me the most. It's not the phrase itself. It's the laziness that comes along with it. Because saying we have to protect our democracy, that's pretty easy. Understanding what that actually requires, well, that's a lot harder. Because protecting a system like ours means accepting outcomes that you don't like. Engaging with people you disagree with. Resisting the urge to bend rules just this one time. Holding your own side accountable, not just the other one. Actually valuing the process even when it doesn't benefit you. That's not sexy. Not trendy. It's not going to get applause. It's not going viral. But that's the work. Because if you only care about democracy when your side is losing, then you don't care about democracy. You care about control. And if protecting our democracy means silencing opposing views, expanding power when it suits you, ignoring principles for short-term wins, then you're not protecting it. You are reshaping it. So maybe the better question is, are you protecting our democracy? It's what are you willing to protect when it costs you something? Because this doesn't live in Washington. It lives in you. It's how you think. It's how you engage. It's how you respond when you hear something you don't like. Anyone can say the words. Very few people are willing to do the work. So the next time you hear, protect our democracy, don't just nod, don't just smile, ask, can you define what that means? And then ask yourself, am I protecting a system or just my position within it? Because the truth is, a system doesn't fall apart when people disagree. It falls apart when people stop caring about how they disagree. It falls apart when the only thing is you winning, when the only thing is you getting your way, and when our democracy just means your version of what you want. We have to interact with reality as it is, not as we want it to be. And when it's not as you want it to be, you do not get to reshape it and then do so under the guise of protecting our democracy. I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of smug people smiling and nodding at me when they say, we have to protect our democracy. Don't you think it's important to protect our democracy? No. I think we need to protect the democracy, the United States of America. What's good about it? We need to have the courage to do that, not be petulant child and pout and start breaking things just because I don't get my way. Start putting my hands on other people because I didn't get my way. If that is your idea of protecting our democracy, well, I really implore you to think a little bit more deeply, to look past the bridge of your nose, to realize that we enjoy the culture that we have, not because we stomp our feet when we don't get our way, but because we need to work together with the other people present in our democracy. And that's how we protect it. Not by breaking everything, not by just destroying everything in the name of progress or whatever, but recognizing that you need the good with the bad, the salt with the pepper, the day with the night, the hot with the cold, the conservative with the progressive. And protecting our democracy doesn't mean you get to crap all over the other side. And I don't care what side you're on. A functioning democracy demands that both parties are present, that we're able to engage in robust debate on the things that matter most, and not to throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you're not happy. So stop nodding at me and smiling and saying we need to protect our democracy, because it's pretty clear what you're doing. It's pretty clear that you're willing to do anything to get your way. And that, brothers and sisters, is how things get all screwed up. So let's do our part by doing our best and actually protect our democracy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Recently, our company softball team lost the big game by one run. Then Dale tried to console us with the quote, winning isn't everything. Dale's a loser. I play to win. Like early payout from Bet365. If my team goes up big, I get paid out instantly, even if they blow the lead later.
Sound familiar, Dale?
Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.